China, Russia, Central Africa, Bosnia, the Middle East, there are likely to be as many foreign trouble spots during the second term of the Clinton administration as there were in the first, but news analyst Daniel Shore says there are already signs that the administration's foreign policy may be different in the next 4 years.
In the first months of his first administration, President Clinton promised to focus like a laser beam on the domestic economy. And Undersecretary of State Peter Tarnoff ignited an explosion by telling reporters on background he thought that a financially strapped America at the end of the Cold War was in a new ball game in which American leadership was going to be much less than it was before. Now Tarnoff will be leaving the State Department at the end of January, symbolizing a Clinton turn towards a more activist role in world affairs. There are other signs of transition. Defense Secretary William Perry says he wanted out because he could not continue the burden of sending soldiers on dangerous missions. Perry opposed using troops to capture war criminals in Bosnia. Now, Samuel Berger, the newly designated National Security Advisor, promises better and more effective steps to ensure the apprehension of suspected war criminals. In a general sort of way, the transition seems to be part of a pendulum swing between the no more Munich syndrome, no more appeasement of aggressors and dictators, and the no more Vietnam syndrome, no more plunging America into third world quagmires. President Clinton was part of the No More Vietnam's generation, but now No More Munich's may be making a comeback with Secretary of State designate Madeleine Albright, whose Czech homeland was given away to Hitler in Munich. As United Nations Ambassador, Mrs. Albright has been out ahead of the Clinton administration on Cuba and Haiti, on human rights in China, on intervention in former Yugoslavia. General Colin Powell, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, recalls that he almost had an aneurysm during a conference on Bosnia when Mrs. Albright asked, "What's the point of having this superb military you're always talking about if we can't use it?" President Clinton must know what he's getting with Madeleine Albright, and it must fit his desire for a sturdier, more activist foreign policy, showing little patience for dictators and warlords. This is Daniel Shore.